I'm him, I'm not even worrying about selling a car today. All the work that he's done in the city of Watford City. And then to put an initiative in front of your voters that really is, well, big and bold, to quote a good friend that says, you know what? I need you to invest in this community. I need you to take a chance on this community. And they did. In Watford City yesterday. I tell you what, it's best described by the mayor himself. Mayor Brent Sanford, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel. It's another great day in Watford City. Appreciate the chance to get on and talk about it.
How proud are you of your community?
Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled. It's amazing. The community was in unison again in making a decision for our future. Very similar to the school vote of 90% and the water supply change to Western Area Water of 92%. We had an 85% yes vote for extending and increasing our sales tax yesterday. And the projects that we're going to look towards now are they're all sitting on the horizon, ready to start. We've got people ready to put these community buildings in place, such as a hospital, a community events center, affordable senior housing, affordable housing. Period. It's a great day. We've got a lot of challenges ahead now. The real work starts now of trying to figure out how to be good stewards of the income that will be generated from the sales tax. But nonetheless, it was what had to be done, and the voters decided, I feel, the right way and in resounding fashion.
Well, they trust you. Brent, they do. I get there, and they trust you. They trust you and the people that you work with, like Gene Veeder and others, to make sure that you grow in a way that, number one, they can afford it, and number two, meets the needs. I know that daycare was a big part of what your discussion in the future needed to be about as well.
That's right. That's right. And so we had a double dose of good news yesterday with Jasper Schneider and USDA and our local friends at RTC Co-op and in our telephone co-op locally. They combined together with the Red Leg program, which is a zero interest loan, $2 million for our daycare project, Wolf Pup Daycare. It's just a real relief. We felt we had a great chance to get it. But to put 0% money towards that really helps the debt service for it. It's a very needed project here in town. We've got one existing daycare that has 60 children, a 60-child capacity, and that thing's been full for 3 or 4 years. And so new people move to town. There's no way to get daycare, and now we're going to have a 200-child daycare center located right next to the elementary school. The thing is 90% built. It looks great. It's standing. It's ready to go. We've got the management hired for it. We've got the plan in place, and this was just a real positive yesterday to get notification of receiving that loan.
Well, you already had the biggest question I was going to ask you answered, which is you do have somebody to run the place, it sounds like.
That's right. Tessa Moberg is the one that runs Wiggles and Giggles Daycare, which is one that has 60 children in it, and she's actually going to move over and run our new center. And she came home right after college, 22 years old, started this business all by herself, and daycare isn't a great money maker, but Tessa's had the passion and the love for the kids to push it forward on her own, and now when this opportunity came up, she jumped at the chance to be in a new facility, to be an employee of the board, to not have to have the stress of the financing and the employees and such on, and you know, payroll and such on herself. She's really looking forward to the opportunity to run this world-class facility. So we're in good shape there. We're in great shape.
Wiggles and Giggles?
Yeah.
Tell her to trademark that baby. That is a way cool name.
Yeah, and we couldn't use it for the new one. The new one's called Wolf Pup. Yeah, she came up with that on her own.
I think that's a cool one, too, after seeing what the Wolves have done in many games. Brent, everybody's going to come knocking. You got a couple bucks in your pocket now, and you can do some bold things with it. How are you going to safeguard that? How are you going to make sure that everybody's – you can't say yes to everyone.
No, and our Home Rule Charter Commission was comprised of three city council members, Gene Veeder and Tim Taylor. Tim Taylor was on the Rough Rider Fund since its inception 15 years ago, and he's been great on that fund for all these years. He actually retired off it a couple of years back. But the three city council members, Randy Samuelson, Chris Pacheco, Justin Bull, in combination with Gene and Tim, had a great vision for what this thing should look like moving forward. As the Home Rule Charter Commission, they put the plan together, and the city council doesn't have a lot to say about it. Basically, they put the plan together. That's what it is. And they decided on 1.5%, and they decided on putting focus on specific projects such as community event centers and healthcare facilities and affordable senior housing and affordable housing and daycare and Parks and Rec, and so they've got prioritization of what this thing will be used for. And what's unique about ours, it's not going to be used for jails, it's not going to be used for streets, it's not going to be used for traditional things the sales tax is used for. It's basically going to be for community facilities, and we really felt that was necessary with this extraordinary growth we have, to be able to have control of that with our own money, because nobody at state government likes to fund that type of stuff.
You
but
bet.
That's things that we can choose to do on our own, and we did in a resounding fashion. So it's a great day for Western City.
Mayor, you're good at your job. I saw Gene Veeder at the darkest days for Western North Dakota, still fighting the good fight, and you got a good team. Thanks for coming on News and Views with us today.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.